so close. If USA wins tonight, we're talking within 0.03 of a point. So if you're USA, root for Sandusky tonight and go to church this weekend. If none of that made sense to you, no worries. It's taken me nearly 2 football seasons to study the formula that MHSA uses to determine the playoffs. I still don't understand it, and sometimes they don't even follow the system, so just throw the whole thing out the window.
So you lose in a week, you get 0 for that week? Is that how that works?
Well, you get 1 point.
Just for 1?
It's a mess.
Okay, I gotcha.
It's a whole different thing. If you beat Harbor Beach, you get 56 playoff points, but then you divide that by how many games they played and all those other things. So it changes every single week. It's a giant formula. Whoever came up with it, I hope they're getting paid well, and it will go from there. So like I was saying, this Sunday at 5:40 p.m., you can catch the MHSA Selection Show live on 102.1 FM. We have rounded up nearly every news medium that covers MHSA football in the Thumb, and we'll be announcing the playoff matchups and taking an in-depth look at the postseason this Sunday at 102.1 FM at 5:40 p.m. We're going to take another quick break. We're about 2.5 away from starting this one in Harbor Beach, USA, at the Pirate Country. Week number 9 of high
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebring Area Schools. Straight A's means more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and active community leaders. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. Now it's not only football season, it's the season for parents to get involved with their child's education. Please engage with your child in reading activities and help participate in their homework. It not only builds your parent-child relationship, it will also enhance their thinking, reading, and speaking ability, making for better students and better future adults. Teachers cannot do it alone. They need help from parents. USA Schools wants to thank the parents, students, faculty, teachers, and the school board for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. Find more information on USA Schools. Go to the website think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call the 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Autoowners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Autoowners Insurance. The no problem people.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cassidy, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cassidy. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
You're tuned to WLEW. We are on a reserve system. We apologize for our technical difficulties. We'll be back on our main system in just a few moments. Current conditions at Harbor Beach High School are 51 degrees with overcast skies. They're calling for a few showers in the area, but it's currently raining with winds out of the southeast at 8 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 45%, currently 100. Visibility 9 miles with humidity at 69%. The barometer is holding steady. I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football. USA deferred to the second half. Harbor Beach receiving on the left side for Radio to start this thing. Into the hands of number 14, Austin Stelz at the 27-yard line of his own territory. He runs sideways, gets no gain on the play, and Harbor Beach will start their first drive at their own 27-yard line, left to right across the Radio.
Number 80, Garrett Nitz, made the tackle on that play.
Well, this game, Unionville Sebring Area High School and UA Harbor Beach have played each other every year since 1973 for a total of 39 regular season meetings on the gridiron. Harbor Beach coming out in the T formation, trying to work through this strong wind. It's going across the wind from the far side of your radio right to the near side of your radio. Kraft is under center. Three men in the backfield to hand off to the third man. That's number two, Travis Esmaker. He dives to his right, gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Nothing more. No gain. Second and ten.
Folks, you might hear this name quite often tonight. Number 72, Brennan Ballard, already in the books with his first tackle tonight. Remember, he's our 6'6", 300-pound lineman.
Both teams trying to keep the football as dry as possible, replacing it after every down. Second and 10, left to right across the radio. Have the Pirates have the ball first in their white traditional helmets, black pants, black jerseys with white lettering and orange outline. Kraft under center, same formation. Hands it off to his other side. This one's Aaron Ginther. He's out for the running. Now to the 45, to the 50. Into USA territory, the 35, to the 30, to the 25. He's to the 20. Beats his last man to the 5. Touchdown.
One broken tackle and the rest is Pager. Harbor Beach 6, USA nothing.
He broke through a hand tackle there. I raised the line of scrimmage and nobody touched him after that. Again, they just flipped their play, Clark, and reversed it away from Ballard on the other side of the line. He broke through the hole and it was nothing but green dirt in front of him.
Official length, 73 yards for Aaron Ginther. Two plays and Harbor Beach is on the board already, this time going through the run game out of the traditional T formation. Nick Hensley now there to kick for Harbor Beach. He's a heck of a kicker. Puts this one right through the uprights, regardless of the crosswind, and now it's Harbor Beach 7, USA nothing. A stunned crowd on both sides of the ball. You're tuned to WLEW.
The road to Ford Field begins this Sunday. WLEW Sports is proud to present the MHSAA Selection Show live on 102.1 FM this Sunday at 5:40 p.m. Join me, Clark Ramsey, your host and play-by-play announcer for all season, Dave Hansen, color commentary, Eddie Fury, Thumbtail Gator sports producer, and the Huron Daily Tribune's Paul Adams for the most in-depth look at the postseason. Find out how our local teams will fare by listening this Sunday at 5:40 p.m. to the MHSAA Football Selection Show. Your home for the postseason is still WLEW Sports.
With a blink of an eye, it's Harbor Beach 7-0 over USA. It took them two plays, 73 yards, and 57 seconds off the clock, and Harbor Beach found themselves in the end zone. Aaron Ginther on the 73-yard run broke through the line of scrimmage, broke another tackle at the 20-yard line. He had nothing but green spaces in front of him. Nick Hessling kicking this off from his own 40-yard line, left to right across the radio. We have some light rain in the crosswind on the far side of your radio to the near side. And the ball goes right down to the end zone line at the 1 yard line into the hands of number 16, McKay Jones. He loses his footing, and he looks like he was in the end zone, so they call a touchback. That was a friendly call there. So they're going to send the ball out to the 20 yard line for the touchback. Nick Hessling, 1-for-1 on touchback so far.
Yeah, that ball was booted. He caught right at the goal line, he was moving to his left. And the grass is a little wet out there. His left cleat slipped, and he tried keeping his balance and went down. They're going to give him a touchback there, very close to being down at the one-inch yard line.
USA comes out with T formation, three men in the backfield. Jake Beachy, the quarterback, under center, three men in the backfield on their own 15-yard line. The ball is at the 20-yard line, and it's a handoff to the right side to number 25, Tim Zub, the 5'6" running back. He's a senior. Gets out for about 4 yards out to the 24-yard line. Gain of 4, second and 6.
Number 54, Josh Keyes, made the tackle.
10:35 remains in the first quarter. It's already Harbor Beach 7, USA nothing. The Patriots with the ball on their first drive. Their first play good enough for 4 yards. Beachy under center, T formation, splitting the hash marks on the right side of the radio, moving to the left. This one's to Brandon Harper, number 28. He's out to the 30-yard line right near the first down marker. Looks like he has it by about 6 yards or 6 inches. It's going to be a gain of 6 regardless, and they move the chains. First and 10 for USA. Here come the Patriots.
Number 56, Justin Laseski, makes the tackle.
10:20 remains. The clock stopped momentarily to move the first down marker. And now